A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditations and discussions, let's consider the word of God from the book of Exodus, chapter number 14, from verse 13 to verse 15. The Bible says, "And Moses said to the people, 'Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace.' And the Lord said to Moses, 'Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward.'" Tell the children of Israel to go forward. Moses, the man of God, gave some instructions here to the children of Israel. Look at what he said. Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid." Moses was very correct. Do not be afraid. In the face of difficulties and challenges, do not be afraid. God is the God of advancement, and God wants you to make advancement. He wants you to make progress, to go forward. That is the counsel of God, and that is what he has in mind for you, and that is where he's taking you. But then, for this to happen, you must not allow fear. Moses was right. Do not allow fear in your life. Fear has torment. Fear will destroy your faith, and fear will open the door for the enemy to attack. So Moses was right. He said to the children of Israel, "Do not be afraid." Then he went on to give another instruction: "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." I beg to disagree. If you must make progress in your life and in your destiny, you must not stand still because of oppositions. Here, the children of Israel were confronted with the Red Sea, and of course, the army of Egypt was marching behind them. So there were obstacles and problems in front of them, and there were battles and challenges coming from the rear, from behind them. In such a situation, the option is not to stand still. And that was exactly what God said when he came through for the children of Israel. God said, "Why are you crying to me? Tell the children of Israel not to stand still, but to go forward." God expects you to go forward. He expects you to take steps, to make a move, to do something about your situation. He does not just want you to cry to him. Yes, God wants you to call upon him. He said, "Call unto me and I will answer, and I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know." After you have called unto God, then you must take steps. You must do something about that situation in order to advance, in order to make progress. So God said to Moses, "Don't ask the children of Israel to stand still. Let them go forward." God saw the Red Sea, and yet he said, "Go forward." God is not oblivious of the challenges and the problems and the difficulties that you are faced with or you are facing at the moment. And in spite of this, all God is saying, "Go forward. Go forward." Now, the question is, how do I go forward and how can I go forward in spite of these challenges, these daunting problems and situations confronting me? How can I go forward? Why should I not be afraid? How? What do I need? Now, the answer is found in what Jesus told us before in Matthew chapter 28 and in verse number 20. He said, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." He said, "I am with you." So the presence of God with you is a catalyst for divine advancement. The presence of God makes advancement possible in the face of difficult circumstances and situations of life, in the face of the hurdles and the obstacles of life. The presence of God makes progress possible, makes advancement possible. God is saying, "Go forward in spite of your situation and predicament and challenges, because I am with you. My presence is all that you need to open all closed doors, to dismantle all roadblocks and move on in life and in your destiny. All that you need is my presence." And that's what God is saying to you. And with the presence of God, you can go forward despite your Red Sea. With the presence of God, you can press on despite the Jordan. The presence of God is a catalyst for advancement in life. It propels a man forward. It moves you forward in life and in destiny. And a man that carries the presence of God is unstoppable. There is no Jordan, there is no Red Sea, there is no Egypt, there is no situation that can stop him from making progress and arriving at the height that God has destined for him. We see this example in the life of David. The Bible says concerning David in 2 Samuel chapter number 5, and in verse number 10, in spite of the challenges and the oppositions to David, in spite of King Saul, who wanted him dead at all cost, in spite of the Philistines, who gathered themselves together to look for David and to bring him down when they heard that he had been anointed king. In spite of all these oppositions, the Bible says in 2 Samuel chapter number 5, verse 10, so David went on, he went on and became great, and the Lord God of hosts was with him. David went on. David went forward. David became great. And the reason was because the presence of the Lord was with him. The Lord God of hosts was with him. The reason that why David could make progress, why David could go on, why David could become great was because of the presence of God that was with him. In spite of Saul, the presence of God made the difference in the life of David. In spite of the Philistines, who were a formidable enemy and opposition to David, in spite of the Philistines, God's presence made David to progress and to become very great, the presence of God. So the presence of God is a catalyst for divine advancement, for progress in life and in destiny. Do not forget, God was present with the children of Israel at the bank of the Red Sea. So he said to them, don't bother to cry. Don't just cry. Don't stand still. Make a move. Make progress. Go forward. The instruction, dear listener, from God to you this morning is that, yes, I am aware of those challenges before you. I am aware of the obstacles. I'm aware of the oppositions. But I'm asking you to go forward. Make a move. Do something. Don't stand still. Don't wait for a change to happen. Go out and make the change happen. A man who waits for change may waste in wait. So don't wait for change, lest you waste in wait. Go and make the change happen. Make your change happen. The Lord is with you. That is the greatest key for advancement in life and in destiny. So why are you crying to God? God is saying to you, go. Forward. Go forward, dear listener. Do something. There is something you need to do to move you forward in life and in destiny. My prayer is that God will reveal that one thing that you need to do for progress in your life. Just don't stand still. Do something, no matter how small. Make a move. Make that phone call. Make that contact. Write that letter. Submit that proposal. Apply for that job. Make that application. Do something. Don't fold your arms. You can't fold your arms and experience any change or progress in your life. You must initiate that change, that advancement, by making a move, by doing something, by not standing still, by going forward. And I am confident that the Lord will cause you to advance in life and in destiny, in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice in prayer and pray this way. I defy every opposition. I defy every challenge and Red Sea on my path to destiny. I defy you and I press on in Jesus' precious name. Lift your voice and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I defy every opposition, every challenge, every hurdle. I defy the Red Sea standing between me and my high places, standing between me and my destiny. I defy you and I press on because of the presence of God with me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray, Father, I refuse to stand still. Show me what I need to do for my story to change. in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, I refuse to stand still according to your instruction. I will not stand still, but I ask this morning, O God, that you will show unto me that one thing that I need to do for my change to happen. Show me the steps to take. Show me where to go. You have promised that when I call, you will hear and answer, and you will show me great and mighty things that I do not know. Show me that great thing, that one thing that I need to do for my story to change. Show me this week, O Lord. Show me today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to pray and say, Father, let your presence advance me in life and in destiny. As you advanced Moses, as you advanced David, let your presence advance me in life and in destiny in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that just as you advanced Moses and Aaron, as you advanced David, let your presence advance me in life and in destiny in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I pray in the name that is above all names, that the presence of the Lord will advance you in life and in destiny. The Lord will reveal to you that action, that step you need to take for your story to change in the name of Jesus. As you refuse to stand still, heaven will open upon you, and you'll hear the voice of the Holy Spirit saying, this is the way, walk in it. And every step you take shall advance you in life and in destiny in the name of Jesus. As you have defied those oppositions and obstacles, you will mount, rise above them to your place in life and in destiny. I decree advancement upon your life by the reason of the presence of God with you. I decree progress upon you in every department of your life. And so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. May I humbly request that my esteemed listener will forward this message and share this link with your contacts. Let someone be blessed through this program because of your efforts, and the Lord will reward you. Pray for this program also that it may fulfill God's purpose, and pray for me also. You may wish to support Daily Impact with Grace Mann financially, and your financial donations will be welcomed. You may wish to send that to the Zenith Bank account number 12-16-100-456. The account name is Daily Impact with Grace Mann. For your question, your comment, your counseling needs, or testimonies, get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Grace Mann Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.